and some of his disciples. It takes place as Jesus is on his final journey to Jerusalem, where he knows his death will happen. This, understandably, appears to be his main focus at this time. The disciples, however, aren't quite as focused. Let's read. Then the mother of Zebedee's sons came to Jesus with her sons, that is the disciples James and John, and, kneeling down, asked a favour of him. "What is it you want?" he asked. She said, "Grant that one of these two sons of mine may sit at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom." "You don't know what you're asking," Jesus said to them. "Can you drink the cup I'm going to drink?" "We can," they answered. Jesus said to them, "You will indeed drink from my cup, but to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared by my Father." When the ten heard about this, they were indignant with the two brothers. Jesus called them together and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." Have you ever been persuaded by someone that you should definitely ask for something from your boss or parent or some other authority? You talk it over and it seems so reasonable and obvious that you should be given that pay rise, or allowed to go on that holiday, or get that pet you've been dreaming of, or whatever else it might be. And then, when you actually ask the question, having been pushed or encouraged, you get a very different answer from the one you were expecting. This is where James and John find themselves. It's a situation that I'm sure most of us have either experienced or seen someone else go through. Maybe we've even been the one pushing our friend to ask the question. We have a mother here just trying to look out for her sons, trying to make sure they make the most of the opportunity they've got in front of them. Is that really a bad thing? But who do we listen to in our lives? It is natural and often wise to listen to advice from our parents and other close friends, but sometimes it will not be in line with God's plans, and we need to be ready to spot this. God's model of servant leadership that this podcast series has been themed around does not fit with the wider world's view of success or career progression. Whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. And whoever wants to be first must be your slave, as Jesus commands. Jesus tells us not to be looking for the next step on the ladder or trying to spot their opportunities before the others around us. Not to be trying to position ourselves, but instead to focus on how we can build up others and help them to grow. This self-sacrificing model will seem odd at times to those who love us, and they may try to set us right and push us to do more for ourselves, or they may see other aspects of our lives when we follow Jesus that seem wrong and will try to correct us back to the way that they think is right and sensible. It can be easy to be swayed by these opinions. We love and trust these people after all, and they will often seem sensible. But we need to follow Jesus' example and commands closely to make sure we are modelling his love for the world and fulfilling his plans for our lives. By adopting this humility, we can witness more powerfully to those around us than our words can. Acts of love and self-sacrifice can convey who Jesus is much clearer than any well-crafted argument or sermon. The courage to go against the norm around us shows that we really believe that Jesus is Lord. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, inspire us today to see the opportunities to serve others. Keep us focused on your purposes and your example for our lives. I pray that we can demonstrate your love and humility to others and have the courage to do your will rather than following human wisdom. In your name.